Monday Night Madness. I'm WD, along with the professor. Pop culture. Mr. L. Roy. Boy. The third.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Yeah. Hey, guys, welcome back. Oh, my God, the deal. We're going to get into that, Professor, because I want you, I'd like to find out the deal. Tell us a little bit more about the deal, where they came from, the background. Where are they now?
Well, about half of that we did earlier. I could go over it again.
Please.
They were Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio is where they came from, and I was telling you about that kind of Midwestern funk that they were very much a part of in the 1980s. The band was formed in 1981. Mm. The two major players, of course, L.A. Reid and Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. You also had Darnell D. Bristow, Kevin K.O. Roberson, Stanley Stick Burke, and Carlos Satin Green, as well as Leon Kui.
Right.
And, you know, I guess you can say they were very much a huge part of the Jerry Curl Soul movement of the 1980s. But there wasn't style in amalgamation of, say, Prince and the time with the suits and the hair. And, you know, Babyface, who was one of the key players of the band, one of the co-producers, major songwriter, he was very much influenced by Prince. I mean, I think we all know that by listening to his late 80s, early 90s music. I believe that that's evident. There. And, interesting thing that you brought up Climax earlier. It has long been understood. And I heard this even said a number of times back in the 80s that the Climax were really just a female version of the time.
That's
so
incredible.
You got that Prince thing there also in connection to what Babyface and the deal were picking up. I see the connection you're talking about.
That's what I was hearing.
Yes,
right?
yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. And before we go to the Madman, if you notice, I'm wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers hat. Okay, cap. Why am I? I'm also wearing a Studio W shirt over here as well. Hey, Mike, I need to send you some things. I really need to send you some things. Okay, but anyway.
I don't have any merch here. What's going on?
Yeah, you need to get some merch.
Yeah, I have to send you some merch, Mike. Have to send you some merch. But the thing about it is, when you start talking about these groups, there is, to me, like you mentioned, Mike, it's like the seasoning on the steak. And when we give you the information, that we disseminate here, and you and I, we do it for, not as much as we do it to the extent that the professor does, right? We try to give you a little background about the music. To me, Mike, it makes the music more flavorable. What's your take, bro?
There's a lot more to just listening to these songs because not, and I'm not talking about, okay, well, who sang it? Who wrote it? What year did it come out?
Sure.
That's all wonderful to know. I appreciate all those things. But to find out the struggles that some of these artists have gone through, yes, in order to create the music, to sing the music, to hand it off to other people because they thought that artist could do the music better than they. There's a bunch of that out there. Mm-hmm. To know the background and the struggle that goes with the artistry, I think adds a great deal to it. I think on one of our shows we brought up
we had Ariana Grande. You took yes, exactly right. Please continue.
Armageddon. She went to Liv Tyler went to her father, Steven Tyler, and asked to sing. What was it? I don't want to miss a thing. He went to him. They had somebody had written a song and they wanted to get a female artist to sing it. And Liv Tyler went to her dad, Steven Tyler, and said, "Hey, Pop, what do you think of this song?" He says, "Well, give it to me. I'll give it a shot." So they went in the studio. The story is, and I have no way to confirm this, but I like the story and I want to believe, right? He went in the studio, did it in one take, and they said, "No, don't change a thing. Do not change a thing." So he did that song in one take, and of course, as you all know, it would get in the movies and everywhere else.
Right.
So to know the backstory on some of these songs, I just, like you say, it's just a lot of flavor to go with the music.
Absolutely.
You know, you're giving me an idea. We ought to do a show on songs that were done in one take.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Yeah, let's do that in the future.
Because
thank you, Mike. As a matter of fact,
you have brought that up. We didn't have a show that focused on that. Mm-hmm. But you've talked about this before.
There were a number of them, yeah.
Of songs that were done in one take.
Yeah.
And it was a couple of, I believe it was Quincy Jones Quincy Jones songs or mm-hmm. Even in the Motown with mm-hmm. Berry Gordy.
Mm-hmm.
And they took several takes and they went back to the first take.
Yeah, those things happen. Those things do happen.
Folks,
amazing.
A lot of times, you know, your first take is your best take.
A lot of times.
A lot of times. And we got more music and we'll be right back. Got the professor, Mr. Elroy Board III. And
I'm going to let you guys go. This is your 4-year anniversary and I don't want to hijack all the time here. So I appreciate you let me step in for just a few moments and chat with you and see you.
Mike, thanks.
Oh, dude.
Hey, bro.
Professor got an ugly look on his face. What happened, Professor?
What? What is he talking
about? Did I upset you? I didn't upset you.
No. No. Ugly look. I guess because you're leaving.
Yeah.
You guys have a wonderful show to do. You don't need me bouncing around.
Oh, man. We love having you, bro.
I'll leave a smile on your face.
Hey, Mike,
I'm going to listen out. If you want me to jump back in, I gladly will. But, no, you guys, 4th anniversary, this is important. You guys need to do this.
Hey,
so I'll tell you what, I won't tell you what my wife ordered for me on Amazon. I rethought that and thought, maybe I shouldn't tell that part. But I will tell you that a few years ago, we were having a Sunday dinner at my place. You know, I had the wife and my son and my mother-in-law, you know, Sunday afternoon dinner, right?
Supper. Okay.
And I think you know, Professor, I've got a chocolate lab named Guinness. He's a big 100-pound lab, beautiful dog. Okay. Absolutely gorgeous dog.
Okay.
And very attentive. So my mother-in-law, we're having dinner and she looks over and she looked at me and she says, "Why is Guinness staring at me?" I go, "I don't know. He's a dog. I don't know." "No, he keeps staring at me. He just sits right here and he stares at me."
Okay.
And I said, "Well, maybe it's because you're eating off of his plate. I don't know."
Mad Mike, This is the kind of stuff you're going to get on Thursdays, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, come join us.
Yeah,
Guinness. Come join us on Thursdays. We have fun. And Professor, you know you're always welcome there. Anytime you want to slip and slide in and out of the coast to coast, feel free. Thank you, gentlemen, again for inviting me into your space tonight.
Hey, before you go,
thank you for coming.
Before you go.
Yeah. Wow.
Mike was telling me this story.
Uh-huh.
And he said it on the air, right?
Yeah.
And it was his ex-wife. And he was telling her, you need to really address, let's see, your mistakes.
You know, I told her, you know, we get along fine and we're all right and everything. But I said, you know, what you really need to do in life is you need to embrace your mistakes in life. You know what she did, Professor?
What?
She hugged me.
She hugged him.
Wow. God. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Embrace her mistakes in life.
And how did that make you feel?
He already knew.
God.
Yeah, it was like this. It was time for me to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, love you, bro.
Love you, man.
Gentlemen, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's
carry been on. I'll be listening.
Thank you, sir.
All right, my friend. Okay.
Mad Mike. Hey, check us out. Thursday nights, Mad Mike and Wild Will. Coast to coast.
Okay.
Babyface coming up. Oh, we promised it. Baby Face.
Solo.
Hey. I love you, babe. From that Lovers album. This is Monday Night Madness. With the professor. Pop culture and yours truly, WB. Enjoy.
Look at you, you're trembling. Look, we don't have to go through this. If you don't want to, it's cool. I understand, babe.
No. I want to.
Okay, but look, you gotta relax. I'll be gentle to you, baby. Cause tonight, hey, it's a night for lovers. Thank you.
Let me be your love, 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 love. turn your back on me? Was it love, or did he twist your arm to make you turn away, turn away from me? Yeah. If it's the same as me, and if it does, then I will let you go. I will bow down gracefully.
doesn't deserve you. He really don't.
This is Monday Night Madness. We'll leave you standing in the featuring door. The Deal and Babyface. As soon as I get home. Keep it locked. StudioWBuzz.com. Monday Night Madness with WB, the Professor of Pop Culture. Gotta thank my partner, guest tonight, Mad Mike from the Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast radio broadcast. Hey, keep it locked right here. StudioWBuzz.com, the finest in broadcasting. anywhere around the globe. StudioWBuzz.com. Android. Go to your Play Store.
We don't even have to talk about it.
Download Studio W. Apple.
Just relax and let it flow.
Studio.W.
Let it flow, baby.
Ooh. Available on Alexa. Just say, hey, launch. Or play Studio W. Wanna ask that you visit the website, StudioWBuzz.com. Subscribe, leave a comment, let us know what you think about this show. Wim Appeal, Monday Night Madness. This thing is a thing. It's a happening. I am WP. On behalf of my co-host, the professor.
Somebody told me that the trouble at home, 'cause we never talk a lot when we spend time alone. Hey, so how are we supposed to know if something is wrong? Well, we got a way to communicate. It keeps us happy on. And no one does it like me. I know, but sure, has a kind to whip a feel on me. Keep on whipping on me.
At this point, At this point, I'm gonna need some medication. Where my nerve pills at? Oh, my fresh out. Woo! Good Lord, keep whipping it on me. It's Monday Night Madness, IMWB. My co-host, the professor, Mr. L. Roy Boyd III. I want to thank my main man, Mad Mike. Hey, man, thank you for joining us. Fun. Can we do this? Somebody, because you are tuned in to Monday Night Madness with WP and the Professor. We're rocking right now. Kick back, grab a glass. Oh, raise those cups. Mad Mike. You got beverage in hand, bro. Text me. Look, man, this thing is left. Studio W. One in each hand.